over at the pitch yesterday for that Aoife, the Shield, and remember of Aoife Regan, the games, somebody made the comment that the pitch looked like a carpet. It was a lovely day the last few years, been here. Unfortunately, it has been quite wet a lot of the days that the Aoife Regan Shield has taken place. But yesterday was one of those pet days, I suppose, that we welcomed so much. And certainly, when I looked out, the comment was justified. The pitch did indeed look well. And I said a little prayer as we began yesterday, and I mentioned that phrase that you sometimes hear used about a football pitch, has it been a field of dreams, where young boys and girls increasingly now play football in their local colours, with, I suppose, an eye to maybe someday playing them in the county colours. And a few hours later, people who once played on fields of dreams like the Shamrocks pitch were playing in McHale Park for their county and had a great win. That pitch, I suppose, is an image of teamwork and of people doing their best and of people being supportive to each other and keeping an eye out for each other, watching for the pass, watching for the ball, watching for the player who's free at a moment that can make the most of the moment. It's about, I suppose, attentiveness. And so likewise is this gospel passage where Martha and Mary welcome Jesus to their home. And Mary sits attentively at his feet listening to him, and Martha goes to the kitchen to prepare food. Sometime later, Martha becomes distracted and annoyed, feeling that she's been left to do the work while her sister is enjoying the company of Jesus. And she chastises Jesus. She challenges him, says, "Will you tell her to help me?" And he said, "Not at all. She's chosen the better part." I often think, and I've said it to you before, if the two of them sat down at his feet listening to him, after a while he'd have wondered, is there anyone going to make a drop of tea in this house this evening? He needed Martha in the kitchen every bit as much as he needed Mary at his feet. And that is the balance, to be honest. The balance between being a doer and being a listener, between being an active person and someone who can maybe that bit more reflective. And I believe that that person, both those persons, is meant to be in each of us. That we are in some or other called to be reflective on occasions and to be active on occasions. And I went then from that football pitch yesterday to Knock Shrine in the afternoon for a massive rededication of the Basilica there. The Basilica is opened just short of 40 years ago, 40 years tomorrow, I believe, was its official opening. I remember being in Knock that summer for the Aconry pilgrimage in May of 1976. And there was a deluge. The skies opened, and the Basilica was unopened at the time. It wasn't complete. But Monsignor Horn, God rest him, took a decision that day to open the Basilica. And I think I'm right in saying that the first Mass said in the Basilica was the Aconry Diocesan Pilgrimage of 1976. The Basilica unopened, unfinished, its doors were opened that we could gather there to pray as a diocese and those who gathered with us to offer shelter. As I sat there yesterday looking at the Basilica, of which so much work has been done over the last few years, my mind went back to that and to my parents bringing me on those occasions to Knock, along with my brothers in our youth. And it was part and parcel of our year, the third Sunday of May. The Mass yesterday was celebrated by Cardinal Sean O'Malley, who's the Archbishop of Boston, a very good man, a lot of time for him, just from a distance, I suppose. But he spoke at the Mass about Knock and about being in Ireland and about being in Mayo and his ancestors from Mayo. He didn't dwell on it, but he mentioned it in passing and how much he owed to them. And he talked about his ancestors leaving Mayo at the time of the famine, and as they were with them across the Atlantic in what he referred to as the coffin ship, which might be a bit dramatic, but there were for many people coffin ships. He talked about them bringing with them across the Atlantic a love of God and a love of the Church and a love for Our Lady. And he said that among the possessions they brought, which I imagine were very limited and very few, was a statue of the Sacred Heart and two volumes of Irish history. And he said, and they still are part of their family. reverenced in their family. And it struck me that what he was saying really was that when people were leaving Ireland at that time, among the things they felt essential to bring with them was the story of their faith, wrapped up in a Sacred Heart statue, wrapped up too in the history of the land, that they felt wherever we are, whoever comes after us, we want this to be part of their story. And I thought it was an important message that in some or other is saying to us today that we must continue to make this message real to ourselves and to those who are coming after us. That we must be prepared to number among our most prized possessions symbols of our faith, symbols of our heritage. And in the ceremony yesterday, there was a lovely moment. The altar was bare. I think it's a new altar they've put in along with all the renovations they've done. And when an altar is new, it's consecrated. I'd never seen it happen before. The newest church in our diocese, you probably know, is Orler Church, which is just short of 50 years old now. So for 50 years, really, there hasn't been the consecration or the blessing of a new church in our diocese. And it's unlikely there will be again, unless there's some dramatic change. So I hadn't witnessed it, but the altar was bare, and in the middle of the Mass, just before the presentation of the gifts, Cardinal O'Malley, together with a deacon, walked over to the altar, this altar uncovered, and Cardinal O'Malley walked round and he poured a little drop of oil on the four corners of the altar and a drop of oil in the centre of it. And then he rolled up his sleeve and he rubbed the oil into the altar, starting at each of the corners, rubbing it like I almost thought an athlete might be oiled before a race. The rubbing of the oil into the very fabric of a person, to give it the strength it needed, to give it the sheen it needed, to give it the blessing it needed. I thought of all that was said and that I witnessed yesterday, it's the thing that most struck me. This altar here that happened one day, well over 100 years ago now. Somebody stood at this altar bare and open and rubbed the oils into it like that. Why? Because they're passing on something very sacred. Passing on something very important that we are being challenged to notice this morning. And to be guided by this morning, and to make part of our own lives this morning, just as the O'Malley's ancestors wrapped up the Sacred Heart statue with a few bits they brought from Mayo with them. So likewise, we've been asked to wrap up our faith and to bring it to others and to notice these things. I was glad to have been there to see that yesterday. It was a very striking moment. And then when they did that, they placed incense on the altar and Cardinal O'Malley added loads of incense and the smoke wafted up to the ceiling of the basilica. That was saying, this is what it's about. It's about taking the prayers we offer here, the prayers for Aoife today, that they go from this altar up beyond the ceiling, up beyond what we can ever imagine, to a place where the Lord is sitting, listening and watching for our faith. I think there's something was said to me today between the field of dreams over there yesterday where those children from the neighbouring parishes gathered to play football. I said to them, one of the last words Jesus said to his friends at the Last Supper was, do this in memory of me. And that many of them there yesterday, even though they didn't know Aoife, they were there in her memory, doing something in memory of her. When O'Malley wiped the oils into the new altar in the Basilica Knock, he was doing it in memory of that upper room. When we decided this morning, you and I, to come here to this church, we did so in memory of the upper room. But memory is one thing, what we do with it is another. So I'm asking you and I'm asking me to be people of faith this week. It might involve us at times being able to sit quietly with Jesus tomorrow, maybe during an hour of adoration here for those who come, or for a little while of adoration if we come for it. It might also involve us being up to our eyes, being busy, trying to support our family, trying to do whatever you have to do to make life better for your family. Whatever it is, see it as a service to Christ and as an essential service, and do it with joy in your heart.